A reading from the Gospel according to John. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he spent some time there with them and baptized. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because water was abundant there, and people kept coming and were being baptized. John, of course, had not yet been thrown into prison. Now a discussion about purification arose between John's disciples and a Jew. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves are my witnesses that I said, I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. For this reason, my joy has been fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. He must increase, but I must decrease. In the part of the world where I live, winter officially begins on December 21st. On that day, the longest day of the year, He must increase, but I must decrease. In the part of the world where I live, winter officially begins on December 21st. On that day, the shortest day of the year, darkness is at its peak. Morning comes late and evening comes early. After that day, the sun takes over, and each day the sun shines a few minutes longer. At first it's not noticeable, but after a few days and weeks, there's a distinct difference in the length of the day. Morning comes earlier and evenings come later. The sun increases, the darkness decreases. I find this a powerful metaphor for the relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist, as described in this gospel passage. John is ministering to the people according to his own call. His call was to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare the people for the coming of Christ. He was not the Christ, and he knew it. He tells us, "I am not the Messiah, but I have been sent ahead of him." He knew that Jesus was the Christ, the long-awaited Messiah, and he did not begrudge him that role. John baptized those who came to him as a ritual of conversion. They knew that this prophet was a special harbinger of the kingdom of heaven, the reign of God. And as John was baptizing, Jesus was also beginning his ministry, according to this fourth gospel. The author of the fourth gospel shows us that the ministry of John and the ministry of Jesus, in fact, overlap each other, in a sense. Perhaps this was a way for the writer to show us their relationship with one another. John came first. Jesus followed him, and John got out of the way. His job was finished. His ministry was to lead to his cruel martyrdom. Perhaps he knew already that Jesus himself would experience another kind of cruel martyrdom. Though he identified with Jesus, he knew he wasn't the Christ. What does this gospel story of overlapping ministries tell us about ourselves? How does it speak to us about our own call from God? I am not the Christ, the Messiah, even though at times I might act like it. Can I accept the role I have in life, in the big picture of salvation history? Can I joyfully, generously accept that I too have a role to play? And my role is significant, just as everyone's role is significant. Each of us has a part to play in the salvation of the world. As Robert Browning, the poet, says, all service ranks the same with God. Jesus is the bridegroom. Israel, and now in our way of looking at it, the church, is the bride. John describes himself as the bridegroom's friend, or best man, as we would say today. As a friend of the bridegroom, John brings together the bride and groom, brings together Christ and us, the church. Can we say with John the Baptist, he must increase, I must decrease?